Your power is returning to you, and we are so very pleased about that, because it is returning to you in peace, not in war. And that means that the mother side of the spiritual law is being honored. To be able to be powerful without being angry or afraid means that you are truly representing a part of Mother God that the earth needs very, very much now. In a patriarchal system, there is the strong and the weak. And the strong dominate and the weak give in. And that is the way the power structure is maintained. But when the mother's law is with you, that is not the way the power structure is maintained. You are strong in your own way. You are supported in your own way. And it is peaceful in your own way, even when you need to do something that you may not necessarily want to do. You are doing it with a deep breath, the knowledge that it is right, your action is solid. It is not, I'm going to take the right action, but I am afraid. I am going to take the right action, but I don't know if I will be punished for it. I'm going to take the right action, but I do not know if someone else will be upset. You may recognize all those positions, and all of those positions are going away now, because it is, I know who I am, and I am taking the right action. And I am taking it in peace and in the knowledge that this is the step I am intended to take, to speak for the light, to speak for love. That is what I am doing. And as you incorporate that into literally everything, it could be a small thing, it could be a large thing, but as you are able to do that more, then your own power gathers. And it gathers in a way that you probably are not accustomed to it. So there's a time when you look at a situation, you know what is right, you do it, and you do not stop for the 25 questions you might have asked yourself previously. So as this year is drawing to a close, the thing we want you to take with you into the year ahead is your own power, that quiet power, and allow yourself to use it, perhaps in places that you have not before. We've spoken to you before about turning down the number of apologies that you offer in a day, and we want you to continue to do that. Do not apologize if there is not something to apologize for. That is part of what takes away from your own valuing of yourself. If you bump into someone, say, excuse me, or I'm sorry. But so often that I am sorry comes and it does not relate to anything that really has to do with you or what you've done. So we want to remind you about that. These are all teachings from the Mother's Law. And this too, the one about how you gather your strength. Very much a teaching from the Mother's Law. You do not need to manipulate in order to be who you are. Who you are, when you are centered in it, is more powerful than any manipulation you might even be thinking about doing. And so that is another wonderful thing to carry into the world ahead of you. It's going to feel strange because this is not the traditional way of being a woman. The patriarchal woman, we have spoken to you about this before, is angry. She is powerful, but she is angry. and she pushes and she behaves like the patriarchal man, which is why none of us like to be with her very much. And we are all certainly hoping that she will choose this year in which to wake up and become who she actually was intended to be. We want to speak to you about this part of the mother's law, too. The mother's law completely respects rest. That means when it is time to rest, rest and know that you are doing a spiritually correct thing. It is what is intended. It is what is good. And we want you to be aware of the places where your energy may be leaving you in a form where you do not want it to be expressed. We all have those places, and we will for a while, but we are getting better. Do not change your shape. Your shape is fine. You may need to change the places or the people with whom you are interacting, but your shape is exactly as it should be. It is how you were created. It is who you really are. And now we want to draw in only a mention of this, and that is that creative expression, the creative expression of who you are, comes as a virtue from the mother's side of the law, almost a necessary virtue. So wherever you are alive in your creation, and it does not matter where, as long as it is you, in this year, we would like to have more of it, not less of it. So this year coming up can be very rich while you are learning from the mother, and while that is your focus and your influence. You have a dilemma, which we understand, we are familiar with it, and that is that your world is in chaos. And your world is in chaos to the large degree because someone has assumed the position of the primary patriarch. And so when you look at it, you see why the patriarchal law is a bad idea in every situation. And you see it, but we do not want that to be the focus. We want the focus to be how to be powerful as who you are. And understand that that is something that you hold. It is not something you use against anyone. It is something you hold in yourself, and it has the power to change the field around you and ultimately change some of the people around you as well, even though that is not your goal. Your goal is to become more of who you are. And as we move into this world that is a new year, we want you to remember these things, and we will continue to speak with you about some of the mother's teachings. And we do want you to say, to know that we who watch you and guide you have enormous love for you and great respect for the things that you take on every day, and that you take them on with your head up and your heart open, and your spirit intact and connected to our spirits. So, we will take a few moments and speak about this together, in this teaching, as in all the teachings of light. May you be blessed. Begin to breathe easily and deeply. Feel the energy of love all around you. Breathe in love. Exhale fear. Breathe in freedom. Exhale bondage. Breathe in peace. Exhale worry. Move your attention into your heart center and look around you at your own heart. Become aware how you have built the garden in your heart. See the beauty of it. See how it's growing, how fine and true and rich and peaceful and loving your own heart center is. Now feel the ball of golden light above your head. And as the crown opens, let that golden light pour into your body. And let the golden light fill your third eye. And feel the power of knowing from a place of peace and self-honoring. Let the energy flow into the throat and displace any negative or critical energy you might have turned against yourself or anyone else. Feel the golden light fill your heart and make that beauty inside of you even more beautiful, richer and stronger, kinder. Let the golden light flow into your solar plexus and remove from the solar plexus all of the emotions that you do not carry when you honor yourself. Let them go. Feel them displaced. Feel the golden light flow down through your body into the second center. And let that golden light remove the judgment and the shame. Feel old patterns loosening, old responses, being willing to leave now, so that there is room for natural purification without judgment. Feel the golden light flowing into your root. And let that root become strong and happy and creative. And feel that root begin to speak to all of your other chakra centers about your life and what you want to create. Let all that energy align in your own body. And let that golden light fill your body to heal you, to support you, to bring your best life into your life now. Move into your heart center and see that there is a pyramid in your heart. And inside of that pyramid is your gift. Rest the mind, allow the pyramid to open and show you the gift of your own power. Thank you. When you've known your gift, begin to breathe into the center of your body to balance and to ground. When you've grounded in your body, open your eyes.